You can always get involved in the show and in touch with us by calling 1-300-891-929, maybe sending a message to our page, or just writing a post and tagging us.
Yeah, like Shane did, actually.
Yeah, he posted a Mackay notice board asking what people thought of the idea of having a hot air balloon service in the Pioneer Valley, and then asked what we thought at Star 101.9.
We love the idea. but we're not the experts.
One guy who might be is Taz Webber from Mackay Tourism. Got his phone number. Let's give him a call and see what he thinks.
Yo.
Hey, Taz, it's Sam and Kaylee. How you doing?
Hey.
What do you think I answered the phone like that? Because I knew it was only the cool kids that would be calling me.
Oh, good to know. would you say we're the coolest kids in town?
You are the coolest kids, especially now I found that you were a nipper the other day. I was listening to you going, oh, my parents used to send me to nippers like they used to send me. I was like, ah.
Taz, we're calling because something has been asked of us and we figured you'd be the best person to go to.
I thought you were, I'd won something.
No, you had
no,
not.
Unfortunately not this time around.
We had a request. We got tagged in on Mackay Notice Board and we love that we were brought in on this, but we feel like, you know, that means we have a responsibility to try and take it further. Shane has posted, how amazing if Mackay had hot air balloons, but in the Pioneer Valley. Marriage proposals, special events, or just because you can. What's Star 101.9 Mackay think?
So we thought...
We love it. What does Taz think from Mackay Tourism?
So Mackay Tourism's job is to help people, you know, start up tourism businesses and anything that they want to do. So if there is an idea that Shane wants to start up a, you know, hot air ballooning, we'll help him out. But we do need to have people with that entrepreneurial spirit and the ability to see and create these things. What part of that is that they actually need to make sure it's sustainable. So you need to do your business plan and all of that to make sure that there is actually a market there that can actually utilise this product ongoing.
So, I mean, this is the thing, right? Shane has said in this, what does Star 101.9 think? Maybe he is thinking of doing this. If he is, we'll back it. We'll promote it if you pay advertising. And I believe, Taz, you're saying you'd be keen?
I'd back it. Absolutely. And anyone else that has any of these ideas, we need more of this entrepreneurial spirit out there in tourism to get some of these ideas off the ground. But we do recommend do the business plan, do the planning, make sure the target market's there, make sure that you're getting enough people that can come through that can utilise the product. Because the unfortunate part is we don't want people to start up 3 weeks later, no one's using it and they shut down again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the business planning is so important. The other thing is it comes down to wins.
Yeah.
So you need to, someone would need to actually map the wins to make sure that you don't launch it and launch it straight into a hill. And how many days are that you can actually run like that? Because there needs to be a lot of days so you can make the money. So I think there needs to be like over 200, for example, the days that are good to launch a hot air balloon.
And doing it in really mountainy areas can be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, exactly right. If you get the wind wrong or something changes, it can be very, very detrimental.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Fingers crossed there is a good business plan. I want to see hot air balloons in the Pioneer Valley.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see a hot air balloon too, but so go find me one. That's your job. Go find me one.
we'll handball back to Shane.
Yeah, we were just meant to say we like it.
It's on you. Thanks, Taz.
Cheers, guys.